Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we come to Jude, chapter 1. There's only one chapter, so chapter 1, verse 22. It's a short verse. Listen to this. I love this verse. And have mercy on those who doubt. And have mercy on those who doubt. Let's think about that. Is doubting a sin? Is wavering a sign of weakness? Does spiritual confusion call into question one's spiritual commitment? Do we write off a person who has questions? Is there room for doubters in the church? Is the church a safe place to ask questions? Remember what Jude said? And have mercy on those who doubt. Thomas followed Jesus for 3 years. He heard the Lord's sermons, witnessed his miracles. He heard Jesus predict his death and promise his resurrection. But Thomas had a hard time getting over the cross. Even as the other disciples said that Jesus was alive, Thomas stuck to his skeptical guns. He said, unless I see the nail prints in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand on his side, I will not believe. Thomas lived with his doubt, and Jesus had mercy on him until Jesus came and appeared to the disciples. Jesus sought out the doubter and said, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. Instead of scolding him for his doubt, Jesus mercifully showed him the truth. Be merciful to those who doubt. That's the instruction of Jude and the example of Jesus. Find the doubters, seek out the wavering, discover those who are confused, show them the truth with the same mercy Jesus showed to you. A couple talking points. Talk to your children about areas of doubt. Ask them to be honest with you. It's okay. Have mercy on those who doubt. Ask God to give you wisdom and discernment to study and present the answers in gentleness and in compassionate conversation. Father, may we be strong, passionate, vibrant followers of Christ, tempered with mercy. Put doubters in our path. Help us mercifully point them to the truth. Give us patience when it takes more than half an hour to interact, or maybe even an hour, or maybe a day. But give us the patience it takes to share the truth with compassion and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.